Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 30th. God is a Spirit. God is a Spirit, John 4, 24a. Have you ever seen the wind? Probably not. If someone asked you to describe the wind, you wouldn't be able to tell its shape or color. You would only be able to tell what the wind does. It makes tree limbs sway, causes waves to swell, howls in the night, and cools you down on hot sunny days. In the same way, you couldn't describe what God looks like, because God is a spirit. A spirit is invisible. That means a spirit doesn't have a body or a form that you can see with your eyes. In the world, there are spiritual things and material things. Material things are the things you can see and touch. You see material things every day. Cars, your computer screen, your clothes, your nose, the sun, and your school books are all material things. You know they're real because your five senses show them to you. You can see a cell phone. You can hear it ring. You can touch your book. You can taste your mom's homemade cooking. You can smell your dad's dirty feet. But just because you can't sense something doesn't mean that it's not real. Spiritual things are the supernatural things that you cannot sense with your five natural senses. It takes faith to believe that spiritual things are there. You might be tempted to think that just because you can't see something, it can't be real. But the Bible says very clearly that even though you cannot see God, He is real. By faith, you can believe that God is real even though you cannot see Him. By faith, you can know for sure that the God who is a spirit is the same God who does everything. By faith, you can sense spiritual things, not with your five senses, but with spiritual understanding. You can know in your heart that God is who He says He is, even if you cannot see Him for yourself. You can genuinely love Him and live your life before Him, knowing that He's always near and that He's worthy of your trust and your obedience. God expects you to rely by faith on the truth of the Bible. God's desire is for you to be even more sure about Him than you are about the material things you can see or feel. God expects you to believe what He says about who He is, no matter what your five material senses tell you. When is it hard for me to remember that God is real? How can I remember that God is real? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 30th.